You're listening to SBS News.
Their pasts are connected by similar stories of heartbreak and survival, but their futures are all now in Australia. Since 2015, 12,000 Syrians and Iraqis have resettled across the country, arriving on special humanitarian visas granted by the then Abbott government in a one-off intake. People from all walks of life, from families, aspiring artists, to young professionals, and now building a new life and healing from past trauma. That includes musician George Kadam, who is a maestro of the oud, a lute-like string instrument synonymous with Middle Eastern culture for more than 25 years. As war broke out in Syria in 2012, his family fled the brutal crackdown of IS on their town of Al-Hasaka. George says it inspired him to pen a song titled The Escape.
Of course the pain and the suffering, all these feelings I put in the oud. Of course, I can't put in my hand a gun. I'm a performer. I put in my hand my oud. So all my pain and my suffering, I put it into this piece.
George's music and his family's support helped ease the pain before George, his wife and their daughter Atra were granted special humanitarian visas 2 years ago. Atra is completing a construction management degree in Sydney as George continues performing while studying English.
All want to see it very good. My family and my job and everything. I'm very happy in Australia.
Ayad Hadaya used his passion for filmmaking to document his plight during his 4 years in a Lebanese refugee camp. He filmed a series of short films shining a spotlight on conditions for Iraqi refugees, which he says gained significant traction on social media.
I'm very proud of myself and for my friends as well, because we could make a difference in our community and in the world, I could say. I could be proud of telling the people how did I came to Australia and what did I made to came here.
Now in Australia, Ayad has helped film videos for AFL side Western Bulldogs. But he says it's not always easy for his family, particularly his brother who suffers a disability.
And my mom as well. She's still like staying at home with him, take care of him. And that's it. Like she can't go outside without us. We feel very safe here and we feel like I could say the world, we feel we are human here.
An overwhelming sense of belonging is said to be felt by a majority of new arrivals, but opportunities are often lacking. Amar Al-Tahi, a certified dentist in Iraq, has a long road before his qualifications are recognized.
The problem is sometimes it's frustrating and long. I can't sit at home. I really want to go out and work and be a positive addition to the community, to serve the community.
Settlement service group Ames Australia says Amar's plight is a common one. CEO Kath Scarth says a survey it co-authored in 2019 found while 80% feel safe and 40% have competent levels of English, only 12% of adults had paying jobs.
Many of them are highly qualified, significant professional backgrounds. Australia is very difficult when it comes to people who don't have local work experience. Employers often talk about that as a barrier.
But some barriers are slowly being broken down. Wafa Fahad, displaced twice over the past decades from Iraq and then Syria, secured an internship with Lendlease last year through a Pathways program. Now the civil engineer is a full-time employee.
Now when I started working with Lendlease, I started to feel I'm a part of this society and there's a future for me and I can feel like I settled and calm and happy again. You feel like you are a human.
And others say they are taking matters into their own hands. After finishing a degree in medical science, Ed Youssef started a Syrian catering company. He says he hopes to turn it into a profitable business for his family before pursuing his dream of becoming a dentist.
It's been challenging, but it's also rewarding. Food brings unite people together. It's, one of the delightful things about food.
Hardships and successes combined, with resilience shining through. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.